Philadelphia's Parks and Rec Department believes the city's 70-plus pools will be able to reopen this summer for the first time in over a year. However, the city's struggling to find enough lifeguards to staff them. WHYY's Robbie Broad has more.
It's Lifeguard Certification Day at Samuel Recreation Center in Port Richmond. I'm watching Blake Schwartz glide through the water. This senior engineering major at Temple started lifeguarding at Vogue Pool in Tacony 4 years ago. When COVID closed down city pools last summer, he found work elsewhere. And after a year away from the water, Schwartz admits he's a bit rusty.
I need to work on my endurance. And I gained a little bit over quarantine. Quarantine got me fat, so.
With the city hopeful pools will open in just a few months, the rec department is in overdrive, working to certify a requisite 400 or so lifeguards. Schwartz is recertifying. To pass, he'll have to swim 12 laps continuously, tread water for 2 minutes, and do the backstroke with a 10-pound weight on his stomach. He says lifeguarding both pays well and provides him with a sense of responsibility.
When something does happen and you do save somebody, it's rewarding, just like a firefighter. You know, you don't want to go into the fire, but when you save somebody and, you know, you become a hero in your community, and it just feels good.
Philadelphia has struggled for years to fill the lifeguard positions necessary to staff the city's pools. Catherine Ott Lovell, commissioner at Philadelphia Parks and Recreation, says lifeguarding is just not as popular these days as it was, say, 20 years ago.
It's just not a summer job that kids aspire to these days. We also know that there are young people who never learned how to swim. And that's especially heartbreaking in a city like Philadelphia, where we have more pools than almost any other major city.
Ott Lovell says because of the pandemic, she's worried the city's typical roster of lifeguards will be thin, that lifeguards from past seasons have found other seasonal jobs.
And they might be going back to those jobs this summer. Everything's opening back up. Water parks, private swim clubs, so there's that level of competition as well. You know, that everybody's looking for lifeguards, not just the city of Philadelphia.
The city has yet to announce whether pools will be open this summer. But Ott Lovell remains optimistic that her department will receive the green light later this month when Mayor Jim Kenney announces his yearly budget. Then, they must be ready to deploy hundreds of lifeguards they don't yet have.
I'm not going to be doom and gloom about it, but if we don't hire enough lifeguards, we can't open the pools. We are sort of begging people to consider this as a summer job. We're not asking anyone to do this for free, but we are asking people to see this as a civic responsibility to consider taking this on this summer.
A civic responsibility with a decent hourly pay wage of roughly $15 an hour. Lovell encourages anyone in the city who is 16 years or older, who has the time and the swimming skills, to apply.
We might make you do that one again, but
I weigh so much.
As for Blake Schwartz, it wasn't his day at the Samuel Rec Center. He came out of the pool a few laps short of passing the test. He plans to hit the cardio just a bit harder and come back again to try and pass. Robbie Broad, WHYY News.